Jeff, as long as you can make it radiate, then it's up yard's not too terribly high. You can get away with just about anything. Nobody says that it has to be perfect to work well. But I've heard of other people loading their downspouts and gutter systems on their houses and that sort of thing. I've never done it myself, but I had another fella. He's a silent key now. He went down to the lake and walked around the lake edge property, you know, picking up stuff. He picked up an old bicycle tire, and he picked up a piece of this and a piece of that. And he got back over to his property and surveyed it a little bit, and then he built an antenna out of it, and it was an HF antenna, and it worked real well. But, I mean, there was all kinds of scrap parts that people had left on the beach and that, and it washed up and that sort of thing. So if it radiates, it's an antenna. If it doesn't, it's a bird perch.
Yeah, right. No doubt. I know now. I don't know if you remember these or not. My grandma, my dad's mom, had these old box springs in her house. They were solid metal box springs for the twin bed she had in her guest room. And I mean, no wood, no upholstery of any kind, man. The frame of these box springs were solid metal. Obviously, the springs were metal. And I had taken those beds out of her house when she passed and put them in a spare room of my apartment. Well, I tuned those things up one day and couldn't believe it. Honest to God, with my hand on the Bible right now, I tuned up box springs, and it worked. KCHZYB portable.
DOS with KCHZYB. Jeff, I remember those very, very well. Matter of fact, up until just a few years ago, we still had the old metal box springs. Metal frame and everything. Now they come, they're covered, got wooden frames and all this. And, but they don't seem to hold up as well. But I believe it. Those made good things. Matter of fact, my father-in-law got a set and used them as a drag hair out there on his garden. He put it behind his tractor and pulled it behind his tractor with a couple of cement blocks on it and kind of smoothed the ground out. So they can be used for all kinds of stuff.
LZI portable. According to the QST, the Xena Ohio Ham Fest is May 20th and the 21st. It is. KI4LZ.
Okay, good deal. Yeah, I thought it was right around that time period. Thanks for looking that up, my friend. I appreciate that. Well, Gary, listen, buddy. We just pulled some barbecue chicken off the grill a couple minutes ago, so I'm going to jump out of here and have some dinner. And if you guys got the net going on tonight, man, I'll jump out there for a little bit tonight and have a little chat with you guys. Good hearing you again, my friend. I was hoping I was going to be able to catch you out here, and I miss talking to you guys for sure. So you'll hear me out here during net times for sure, my friend. You have a good one. Thanks for letting me jump in here, buddy. We'll talk to you a little bit later. So I'm done eating some of this barbecue chicken. KI4DOS from KCZYB here in Mount Sterling, Ohio. We'll be clearing your final, my friend.
Okay, Jeff. Enjoy that chicken. My wife just called me. That was good timing. She said that she had my supper ready. I don't know what she's got fixed in there, but it doesn't matter what it is. I'll eat it. You enjoy your chicken, and do come back to the net as often as you can. We'd love to have you and your brother both. And good talking with you. I hadn't talked to you in a long time, but good hearing you on the air again. But Andy said that he gave you the information on the Ham Fest. So don't guess you missed it yet. So everything's ought to be good as far as that goes. You take care, Jeff, and we'll talk at you a little bit later and hear you on the net tonight. 73, my friend, KC8ZYB, KI4DOS.